You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And what about Joey with his text as well yesterday? And that created some other texts as well. Reduce the wage bill, he said, in rugby. No tax. Hear me out. Super Rugby wage, $195K less tax at 29.9%. Take home $136K. Reduce the tax-free wage to $160,000. With the rugby union saving $30K per player average, making the dollar go further. A wage cut will actually mean more money in the pocket of a player, and the same with the All Blacks. So do that tax-free. What do you feel about that, folks? Tax-free for rugby players in this country. Sporting people, I think you'd have to, if it came in, you'd have to introduce it across the board. For sporting professionals in this country, tax-free earnings. How do you feel about that? Dean, good morning to you.
Yeah, very good point, Smithy. That I never even thought. I think it should be tax-free, but that tax, give it back into schoolboy rugby or club rugby in New Zealand. Don't give it to the government to do whatever they want. Let's give it to the people that, you know, deserve it, and that would help sustain club rugby. But that wasn't what I was reading. I was reading about the question you said about governance, I suppose, is the term. I don't know the quota system, mate. South Africa, it's been great what's happened in South African rugby. This quota system for everything in New Zealand now, it's totally wrong. It should just be the best person gets the job. Now, I know it's difficult because you get the guy who's hiring, his mate's got his foot in the door before the best person, you know, you've seen it 100 times. But if they really want to clean it up, and I use the Zingaree Club here in Dunedin as an example, like that. They might not win it this year, but they'll go damn close next year. And they've got the right people in the right positions. And there's no... I've only gone to the club twice, so I don't know very much. But I haven't heard any backstabbing. It's encouraging, you know, that they're trying to do the best they can with the resources they've got. And surely at the highest level, if you can achieve that, it's got to be better. Like, we've got too many bumlickers in position that are just, they're not there for the game. They're there for their pocket. And it's a donut job, let's be honest. If you get into the New Zealand Rugby Union, it should be, look, I'd love to be there, Smithy. I don't know what I'd do, but I'd love to be there. But I'd encourage positivity and just get the right people in and get the wrong people out. You know, like, if you don't love the game, you shouldn't even be applying for the job. But you've got to have the balance right. With, if you're an accountant person, you can do the finance side. If you're the GST, you know, I hire one of them people. I hate it. I like maths with timber and adding up stuff, but I don't even know what I'm supposed to claim for, so I don't know. But it's just the right people for the right job for me. But they must have rugby as an interest. Like Wayne Smith, could you get a better person than Wayne Smith to run it? And then when he's finished, Razor Robertson can take over, you know, like that. The proof's in the pudding with those two gentlemen I just mentioned. And if you want someone that's not rugby, Don Trigger, for God's sake. Like, he's the best coach New Zealand's produced, in my opinion. It's only my opinion. But I struggle to think of anyone that's had as much influence in New Zealand sport in my lifetime as Don Trigger.
Do you think, Dean, that rugby players get too much money?
No, mate, it hurts. I don't. I think they get too much time off. But I don't think they get too much. You look at professional sport, And no, I don't. You look at tennis, for example, what they get. I mean, no, I don't. Because I look at Arthur Stone up at Zingaree, you know, like he gave his guts for the jersey. And now he's like a half-shot pocket knife. So, no, definitely not. Carl Heyman, no. They don't. No sportsman gets overpaid. When you compare it to football, no, they don't. No, to me, they don't. Because it hurts, mate. It bloody hurts. The game, I loved it when I played, but, man, I don't know. The clean-out, I wouldn't want to go in there. I played fullback. I'd be dead. They'd kill me. They'd physically kill me. The hit now, no, mate. No, I love watching it. I'll love it to the day I die. But, they don't get paid enough. But I like that thought of the GST gum, not to the government. I don't want them to go to feeding kids at school. I'd rather it went into supporting schoolboy rugby, because then you're taking it from the person that's providing the optimum level of rugby and giving it back to the kids that want to be there. Because you don't get now, I'm sort of sidetracking a wee bit, but I used to love how I could watch a Pirates kid could watch a Pirates senior team with Southland players in it, then watch them play for Southland, then watch them play for the All Blacks. Brian McKechnie is a classic. Like, I love the man because he just inspired me to do the best I could. And that's what sport is. Doesn't matter if I didn't achieve it, but I bloody tried hard. And it's probably because I told a lot of people to get stuffed. It didn't help me, but I don't regret that. I've given heaps back as well. Like, I just love the game. Like, if I can put a wee plug in this Saturday, if you're doing nothing in Dunedin, get down to Bathgate Park and watch the mighty Southern team, and they are very, very good, come up against an up-and-coming Zingaree team. And if, I think Southern will have it over them in the forwards, but it'll be a hell of a battle. I just hope it's a nice day. But that's what it's about. The sidelines will be full there, Smithy, so it's not dying. You've got two clubs, one that's really good and one that's been cellar dweller for so many years, and now all of a sudden they've come good through good people. If the NZRFU had good people everywhere, we'd be a lot better off, I'm sure of it. I mean, I just don't know. But I'd love that money to go back, take the tax off the professionals, give it to club rugby. Then it's sustainable.
Thanks very much, Dean. Really balanced thoughts. I totally go along with pretty much everything that you said there. But I just got this sneaking suspicion it would take forever and a day to get through that professional athletes in this country, because as I say, if you gave it to rugby players, you'd have to give it across the board. There wouldn't be exemptions there. Not paying any tax, I don't see that happening. But we've had texts coming from Mike who said, look, I agree with the tax exemption. Top elite sports people only have a short period of, say, 10 to 15 years at a high level before rejoining the real world of taxpayers. So in that window, maybe that's an option. Anthony's come in and said, Smithy, sports tax reduction is no good. Good on the caller for putting it out there, but it's no good. It's a no. It's not a sanitarium or a church. Chris says, nameless, faceless people on the board with no rugby feeling. Well, stuff rugby, then just move on to some other board. And that is one of the other things. There are people that just exist on being on boards, don't they? And this would be quite a nice, juicy one to be on, I would imagine. I mean, the man that wrote the report was the chairperson of the management report, the governance report, David Pilkington. Seriously good administrator, seriously big. I mean, he's the kind of guy probably who's, but having written the report, is it a contradiction of interest that he could go across and be a board member? Wayne Smith, you know, any rugby board with Wayne Smith on it, first of all, it's got respect. First of all, it has got a certain degree that people looking on at the board will say, right, rugby's going to be looked after. Rugby itself is going to be looked after because Wayne Smith's on the board. Everything he's done in rugby has been pretty much a total success, pretty much. I won't say totally, but a pretty much a success. The respect of the man is second to none in terms of rugby in this country. Put him on the board and people will say rugby, not necessarily in good heart, but it's in relatively, relatively good hands. So there you go. Tell Dean too, just got a text in, Zingari's rise is probably due to 3 to 4 Hawke's Bay players being lured south. Dean, I'd have said that to you in person if I realised. It is 9:44 here on SENZ. Right, let's get across to the Gold Coast where Iceman has called us from one of the great parts of the world. Iceman, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Smithy. How are you going?
Yeah, good, man. Very good. Very good.
Good on you, mate. Hey, look, just a little bit on the governance side of things with the rugby, and I just feel like we're just being left behind, and a prime example has just been, you know, the gentleman from the Phoenix and Cameron George on your show this morning, you know, just the clarity with what they're doing and how they're doing, but they always come back to fan engagement, doing it for the fans. We've got a great team, we've got a board, we're doing this and we're doing that. But with the rugby union, we're just getting left behind as the public and as the fans. We want to engage. We want to be able to see what's happening with the New Zealand Rugby Union, and it's just not happening. I really believe from the top right the way through, if you have a look at the board that's there at the moment, there's hardly anyone on that board with that you think, oh, previous player or has a real invested rugby background from an administration point of view that's really, he's earned his position, or her position now, do we have to say that? As the caller beforehand said, you put the best person in. If we ended up with 12 women on the board because they were the best 12, then that's great. But we need the best people. The New Zealand Rugby platform that they launched during the Rugby World Cup, over here, I tried to watch the under-20s at Taupo. You know, I love that competition. I love seeing the young fellas come through, you know, and there was nothing on that platform. They've announced that on the All Blacks site, the under-20s, they've named them, but there's no bio. There's just no fan engagement, and I reckon it filters down. I'm one of the reasons why I haven't called is because I haven't been able to sky it. I'm a Crusaders supporter, and I'm hiding in the corner like most of us at the moment. And
Well, certainly the Crusaders found the right balance, didn't they, mate? Honestly, for a long, long period of time, but this is a test for them to come back. But you're right. We've had so many texts in with names like Conrad Smith coming into, you know, the mix. People like Anton Oliver coming in. You know, David Kirk is another one. Richie from Kapiti Coast might not be on the board, but he's on right now on the phone. Richie, good morning to you.
Morning, Smithy. Hey, I think the biggest trouble we've got with the governance that we've got now over rugby union is egos. There's too many egos. And look, if, you know, once this new board is appointed and they drop their egos and they go out to each province and each province comes up with an idea, even if that idea is only 70% heart there, go with it. Like, you know, you can work on the other 30% to make it. And yeah, I think the biggest problem is, like I said earlier, is egos.
Well, that would be a shame if that is the case. I mean, you know, I've known some over the years when I was working on the sideline, we did every now and then cross paths with some of the board, and a lot of the people are genuinely good people there, and they're good rugby people, and they're there for the sake of rugby, Richie. But it seems that for the sake of rugby is not quite fit for purpose these days. There's all other sorts of avenues that have to come into it, but I would hate to think that if you're on the board of New Zealand Rugby, you stick your chest out and trumpet that fact. To me, boards are behind the scenes sorts of people, aren't they?
Totally. And, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts on businesses and read a lot of books. And the biggest thing that lets down companies are egos, right? And, you know, I think we've used the All Black brand for too long, and we've tried to float off that for too long. And now we're struggling to, as a country, in our rugby provinces.
I think you're right. I think you could be right in that respect. And certainly when they select the people involved in running rugby from here on in, Richie, they do have to, they really do have to look at the character of the people as well as their backgrounds and what they have to contribute. Because the governance of New Zealand rugby of late are under a number of issues, to be fair, has been a bit anonymous and a bit low-key and a bit non-eventy, if you know what I mean. They have to make better decisions, be more accountable, more open, and more certain about what they're doing. And at the moment, the great uncertainty is who's going to be there to do that. It's 9:54.